Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industries Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Barbara Harfman, Managing Editor of Beverage Industry Magazine. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Paul Evers, who's the co-founder and CEO of Riff, a premium coffee company based in Bend, Oregon. In creating Riff, Paul had a mission to explore 100% of the coffee plant's agricultural value through a cold brew, ready-to-drink coffee line. Taking it a step further, in 2021, Paul and his team created Riff Energy to further explore a historically rich coffee ingredient, cascara, which are the dried skins of the coffee fruit that are often discarded during the coffee harvest. But with your new line, that's not the case, and we'll learn more about that. Some of you may be familiar with Paul, as he's been part of developing other craft beverage brands, including Hum Kombucha, 21st Amendment, and the Crux Fermentation Project, which he also co-founded. Thank you so much for joining me today, Paul.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's start the conversation by talking about innovation and sustainability and why creating cold brew coffees and clean energy beverages that are good for consumers and good for the planet play such a pivotal role in your company's mission.
Well, you know, we founded Riff and we introduced, ready-to-drink cold brew coffees on shelf in 2018. And in 2019, we had an awakening because one of the cornerstones that we adopted at Riff was innovation, kind of taking that disruptor craft ethos and introducing that into the coffee space. So we started experimenting with cascara. My co-founder, Nate Armbrust, comes to us from Stumptown, and he had worked with cascara there. And so we were experimenting with the beverages. Traditionally, translated into a still RTD product, kind of like a tea or an iced tea product. And so we were looking to do something different and maybe a little bit more unique and unusual, a fresh take on the cascara beverage line. And so we started out with a sparkling cascara beverage. And while we were working with that, we started kind of doing a little bit of research and talking to people about, this is really, it's really an amazingly, it's an amazing agricultural product because it's naturally sweet, naturally caffeinated, and it's nutritionally very rich. And so as we're learning about this, we were wondering what the traditional uses of cascara were. And the party line that we kept getting from others in the industry and trade associations is that cascara is composted and converted to fertilizer. And then we started becoming suspicious about the ability of the farming communities throughout the world and being able to manage the magnitude as we started looking at the anatomy of the coffee cherry. And it turns out that, there are about 25 billion pounds of whole green coffee that are exported on an annual basis. And that the coffee beans, which is actually a two-headed seed nested in a fruity pulp, which is the cascara, make up only about 20% of the total weight. And cascara makes up about 65% of the total weight. The balance is made up with different layers, skins, and the parchment layer, et cetera. So we started getting suspicious about the magnitude of waste and partnered with Oregon State University on a robust environmental impact study to quantify with evidence the magnitude of the waste and its impact on the environment. And that's what was transformational for Riff. And we realized what we had done as we started out as a cold brew coffee company. We stumbled upon the cascara problem and realized that there was a serious issue that needed to be addressed with a sense of significant urgency. So what we've done with Riff Energy Plus is basically engineered that product through formulation, brand positioning, to a ready-to-drink product that has the opportunity to scale because it appeals to a mass audience.
Well, that's extremely interesting. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I want to talk a little bit about your three ready-to-drink cold brew coffees, which are in the 10.5-ounce glass bottles. Can you tell me what makes these cold brew coffees special in terms of how they're formulated, the amount of caffeine, sugar, flavor, et cetera?
Well, when it comes to the cold brew coffees, what we were really seeking to do was to celebrate the natural flavors that are inherent in coffee itself. We believe that the cold brewing process actually allows those flavors to shine to a greater degree, because with cold brew, you have the significant reduction in acidity and bitterness. So you don't need to balance those two things out with dairy or sweetener. So our cold brew is made with two simple ingredients, and that is premium, beautiful coffee and Cascade Mountain water. The water that we have in our backyard here in Central Oregon is some of the best in the world. So the other thing that we have is we have a unique process to brewing cold brew coffee with a pretty robust filtration step in the production process. So what that yields is a really super crisp, clean, and refreshing cold brewed coffee. There's a lot of the cold brewed coffees that are out there have a little bit of earthiness or a little bit of maybe grittiness to them. And sometimes we say, you know, our cold brew doesn't require a toothpick, but that's our commitment, is to really celebrate those natural flavors. And we believe that our process and the way we're going about it does that to the highest level. Our objective is to make the most delicious cold brew coffee in the world. So we have three cold brew coffees. We have Off the Cuff, which has got, what you'd say is sort of what you would expect from a South American coffee, with really bold chocolate and toffee notes. We have Arm in Arm, which is Ethiopian, and that presents itself more like a light and bright, almost tea-like in character. So it's super refreshing. That's my go-to in the summertime. And then both of those have about 300 milligrams of caffeine per serving. And that is all natural caffeine that's inherent in the coffee itself. And then we have a unique offering in the space, and that's Southpaw, which is half the caffeine of Off the Cuff and Arm in Arm. So Southpaw is basically Off the Cuff, but a half caff version. It's half Off the Cuff coffee beans and then half decaf coffee beans. And that is super delicious. It's got 150 milligrams of caffeine, which is slightly higher than what you'd expect from a standard cup. We have those in the ready-to-drink bottles, but we also have a bag-in-a-box offering. We have a 1.5-liter bag-in-a-box for Off the Cuff. And I forgot to mention before that Off the Cuff is certified organic. And then we have a 98-ounce for both Arm in Arm ready to drink, Arm in Arm concentrate, and Off the Cuff as well. And all those can be found on letsrip.com, which is our website and e-commerce site.
Okay. And how would you say within the past 3 years that these coffees have been on the market, what are you seeing in terms of growth and distribution?
Well, we've got solid growth. That line, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, the cold brewed coffee space becomes a little more crowded, more mature, and so mm-hmm. It's really becoming a regional play. So our focus with the cold brew line is really on the Pacific Northwest, with an emphasis in Oregon, our backyard, mm-hmm. and that's going to be something that grows more organically. So we're just this past year, we picked up Safeway Albertsons throughout the state of Oregon, mm-hmm. as well as Banner throughout the Pacific Northwest, which includes the states of Alaska, Montana, Idaho, and then some parts of Northern California.
So growth
has been good. We get very high reviews, and the Pacific Northwest tends to have an affinity for, you know, local or regional brands mm-hmm. as well. So that works out.
And what about any plans to release any more varieties or flavors?
Well, our long-term plan is, we have a certain inventory of glass bottles, but our long-term plan is to migrate over to cans mm-hmm. For those products. And then that would also enable the capabilities to add a nitro cold brew to the line.
Okay.
And that's really one of our big objectives, because Nate, you know, my co-founder I spoke of earlier from Stumptown, actually is the guy who came up with the idea of nitrogenating cold brewed coffee. He has some brewing background and thought, you know, a stout that's on nitro is really a special experience. Wonder what that would be like with cold brewed coffee. And that's, as you know, that's now offered throughout the country. In fact, I think Starbucks offers their nitro cold brew in all of their cafes across the U.S.
Yep. It's true. You're very correct on that. But let's now switch gears over to your newly released Riff Energy, which is a 45 calorie natural sparkling beverage, which provides plant powered energy with the use of the superfruit cascara. So tell me why you're so excited about this new lineup, and get it guava, boynenberry, and pick it up pomegranate.
Well, that's booyah berry.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
Barb, as I mentioned before, we were, you know, we stumbled upon this huge issue as a result of the study that we did with Oregon State University that an estimated, and this is a conservative estimate, but it's, you know, been validated, 70 billion pounds of cascara is thrown to waste on an annual basis. And wow. That's thrown to waste in a variety of ways in the back corners of coffee farm plantations. In fact, my son and I, who's also a co-founder at Riff, Bobby Evers, we traveled to Colombia to tour coffee farms for 2 weeks. So that we understood, you know, what it was like to be a coffee farmer, what were their living conditions, what was the growing process, the harvesting and processing, what those different stages were, all the way through to export. And we saw firsthand, you know, the back corners of these coffee plantations that had cascara been dumped in them for years, and the trees that pre-existed these dumping areas were leafless and dead because of the natural sugars and all the nutrients and everything. When it's left in piles to decompose, it invites microbes, because, you know, basically the seed, which is the coffee bean, has been extracted, which punctures the skin, the protective layer. And so it's a really rich environment for microbials and mycotoxins develop, then seeping into soil and water table. So it's not good for the environment at all. In Mexico, the standard practice is to dump it into streams. Oh. And as we know, you know, Arabica coffee, you can, in most cases, you can harvest twice annually. So that's significant. But for the most part, most of it is piled into literal mountains in landfills, where as it's decomposing, it's emitting methane gas to the tune of 13.2 billion pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent. That's about the same level of emissions as 3 million automobiles in a single year. So the impact on the environment is massive. And then you couple that, you know, with the fact that 75 to 85% of coffee that's grown around the world is grown by smallholder farmers. Mm-hmm. Independent farmers, and they're grappling with the proliferation of plant disease in the form of leaf rust. They're dealing with, extremely low commodity pricing. Most of them cannot make a reliable living, and they're having to deal with all these issues, including the management of cascara as a wasted byproduct. And it's wasted because there's no awareness, and then hence no demand, because the coffee industry has been around for 400 years. So they're struggling. And so our mission is to create a win-win-win-win scenario with Riff Energy Plus by doing all the work, the hard work, to translate it into a product that can that has mass appeal, so that we can A, save it from being wasted and wreaking havoc on the environment, we can inject economic viability for these coffee farmers, potentially doubling their revenue stream, doubling employment, mm-hmm. and then B, introducing greater sustainability for the coffee industry as a whole. It's really ironic because by wasting Cascara, they're contributing to the largest or the most significant threat that the coffee industry is facing. Scientists now say that by the year 2050, as much as 50% of the current land being used to grow coffee will no longer be viable due to rising temperatures. These farmers, all they have, the only option they have, because coffee is grown in a very narrow temperature window and it needs to be somewhat stable. That's why it's grown, you know, through the equatorial zone. Mm-hmm. So the only option they have is to go to higher elevation, which is simply impossible for these small farmers.
Yeah, I mean, that's, boy, you gave some really startling statistics there, Paul. That's extremely scary. But let's talk a little bit more about Riff Energy. So it's got the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee, but it also contains antioxidants and immune boosting properties. So the whole idea of functionality, which is what today's consumers want. Tell me a little bit about, you know, why you're so excited about this particular product, where it's being distributed and what the response has been in the marketplace.
Well, we, you know, getting back to the first point is because we're purpose-driven and we wanted to create a product that had mass appeal. And so in particular, during the pandemic, there was significant demand for functional benefit beverages. In particular, immunity. So the immunity benefit in Riff Energy Plus is delivered through a daily dose of vitamin C. The antioxidants are delivered. We have actually green coffee extract to help standardize the caffeine level in these drinks because the caffeine level in Cascara tends to vary quite a bit, much greater degree than coffee itself. And so that's where you get your antioxidants. We also have elderberry juice in some of them. And we wanted to develop flavors that would have appeal, that would be attractive and yet slightly exotic. We actually involved college students up and down the West Coast in research and developing this product. So we could say it's kind of purpose-built. And so they gave significant input on sensory as we were working on the reformulation. And they also gave significant input on the types of functions that they would most want to see in a beverage, as well as the brand messaging hierarchy and positioning. The other thing that's notable about Riff Energy Plus is that it's carbon neutral. And that is a result of saving Cascara from going to waste and mm-hmm. contributing to the, you know, the greenhouse gases, as well as, but we're so close on carbon neutrality because of the saving Cascara from waste, that all we have to do is simply plant 2 to 3 trees for every pallet produced to make up the difference. Mm-hmm. And that is via a partner that we have through 1% for the Planet, because Riff is a member of 1% for the Planet. And so we partner with Grow Ahead, a nonprofit out of Portland, Oregon, that works directly with coffee farming communities on reforestation projects. Many of those are shade trees planted actually in coffee fields to help create shade and reduce the temperatures.
Mm. Well, you know what? That's very interesting. And yet, if the college students are reaching for a beverage, are they more likely to reach for cold brew or for this new line, do you think?
Well, it depends. You know, there's different usage occasions. So thank you for asking that question. Cold brew tends to be more of a morning, beverage of choice. Riff Energy Plus is, you know, commonly referred to as a really perfect afternoon pick-me-up. And so we've been getting, and you asked this in the previous question, we've been getting a lot of really super positive response in the market from throughout the channel, from distributors, retailers, and consumers. And so we're distributed in 9 states up and down the West Coast through our DSD distributor in the state of Oregon. And then we're also with UNFI and KEHE And they're distributing to, you know, some of the most premium natural grocery stores along the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also available on letsriff.com and on Amazon. So with Riff Energy Plus, it's pasteurized, so it's shelf stable. It has a shelf life of at least 365 days, so we can ship that ambient. Whereas the cold brew line, that's another reason why we're focusing regionally on that. That's cold chain, and that's really about protecting the flavor and product integrity. There's no safety issues, but we require that it's kept at 45 degrees or lower.
I see. Well, I think we're out of time today, but I really wanted to thank you, Paul, for your insightful comments about sustainability, about coffee, and, you know, and the fact that we really need to do what we can do to help protect the planet. So I really wish you continued success as your company continues to innovate and grow. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much, Barbara.